The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for carrying this torch, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Well, it's a Thursday, so that must mean it is a readings day. I am here all hour, ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide guidance, clarity, and insight on whatever might be blocking your way today. Today, I'm doing a not one, not two, but three card tarot card reading, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot, so give me a call if you'd like a reading. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not. Sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines are now open. Benny is standing by waiting to take your call. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that has been put forth for your reading so that the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. For those tuning in for the very first time, welcome, 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 welcome. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That is my whole focus. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels like you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, which can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move their own energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It is not my role to tell you whether or not you should sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with all your glorious voice to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic as, well, in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can do to go through anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of passion and purpose, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that is unfamiliar. If you'd like to learn more about me, my company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really in depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer a shorter 30-minute phone reading where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com, which is ELITETAROT.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthdays, bridal showers, wedding receptions, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. Today, as always, I'm using that Rider-Waite tarot card deck. So if you don't have a deck handy, you can look the cards up online to see them, but I will also describe them as best I can. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I will cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which for me is my left hand. I use the non-dominant hand because that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I will fan the cards face down in front of me, and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name, kind of stick to my finger saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. As always, I do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And as always, these are just cards. They are just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. I look at a reading as the cards are just a visual representation of the little voice inside that all of us are always overruling. I do it myself. We're saying in a tarot card reading, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. Well, why don't we just take a quick break, and when we get right back to it, I'm going to grab some water, and when we come back, we'll get right into readings. So we're going to take a quick break. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Hold on, Tammy. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
It floats back to you.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It floats back to you.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking love, being Valentine's Day week, and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. We have one line open, so if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. But let us just get to our very first caller, Tammy. Tammy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
My question is, I'm wondering if I should continue to take the path that I'm taking, or if I should look somewhere else to a different direction, or...
Well, let's take a look and see what I got here. While you were talking, I am just pulling three cards, and the challenge card was a little stubborn, so there we go. All right, let's take a look and see. I have no idea, but hopefully we'll get an answer through the cards.
Okay.
All right, so, what interesting. So the first card that comes up is the Page of Pentacles. Now, in this card, first of all, pages talk a lot about beginnings. They're similar to aces in that sense. Pentacles talk a lot about career, tangible things, projects. In this card, you've got this lush, fertile landscape, and you have this page who is holding in his hands one pentacle. And if you almost like to think of it as holding a seed in his hand, the ground, as I said, is fertile, meaning that this is the time to, in a sense, plant that seed, and that seeds are not able to flourish if you're holding on to the seed. The plants are not able to flourish, rather, if you're still holding on to the seeds. Now, one of the challenges is that once you plant this, once you launch into a direction, then unfortunately you lose the power of fully controlling how it develops. Now, it doesn't mean, though, that you can't make some adjustments as you go along, but similar to if you think about planting that seed, you can't plant it on a Monday and then say, oh, gosh, yeah, it's not growing on Tuesday, so maybe I ought to uproot it. Give it that time to start to show something, you know, and then it's like, okay, maybe I need to uproot it. But you also can be surprised, both positive and negative, in terms of how it ultimately grows, because, well, even though if you're planting something you pick up at one of the grocery stores, it has a picture of how it's going to look, that's not a guarantee of how it's going to actually look. And in fact, it may look better or it might look worse, but it's not going to look exactly as you imagine it. So it means having to release that control. Does that resonate so far?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, something challenging or blocking you is the Ten of Wands. So in this card, we've got this guy and he's carrying 10 wands. And now it's an active card. He's walking forward with these 10 wands, but these 10 wands are like, it's just like one too many wands that he's carrying, because in order for him to carry everything, two things are taking place in this card. One, his shoulders are slunched over because it's become too heavy. And also in the act of pushing everything forward, his hand is covering his eyes, which is making it challenging to see where things are leading. So this is kind of, for this to be in the block position, it's almost like a counterintuitive or a little bit of a, it doesn't seem like one, the hip bone really connects with the thigh bone here, but it does, in the sense that one of the challenges to planting that seed and letting it grow in whatever direction it chooses to go in, one of the things holding that up is the fact of just trying to you have too many things on your to-do list. You've got too many things that you're holding on to. And just because you tend to say yes to things and you push things forward, it doesn't necessarily mean you should, because it's become taxing on a mind, body, and spirit level, which then equates itself to being more hesitant about going in a new direction. It's not saying, because this is clearly green light for that Page of Pentacles, it's just saying if there anything that you can release, literally, even in terms of like a tangible thing, you know, if you call Aunt Betty every Monday, maybe you can call her every other Monday, just releasing one or two things means that your hands don't have to be so tightly holding everything and pushing it forward, and also that destination begins to feel more comfortable enough for you to take that leap into planting that seed. Does that make sense so far?
It makes total sense, absolutely. And now I know what I need to do. So
awesome. Well, let me just give you a little bit of the guidance card here. The guidance here is the Seven of Wands. And, you know, again, the Seven of Wands and the Ten of Wands, out of all my Wands cards, well, I can think of one or two others, but out of most of the Wand cards, these are the ones where you're like holding on so tightly to things that you can hold on to. And in this card, you see six wands kind of poking up from the ground, and he's holding a seventh wand, and he's using it almost, he's tightly holding on to it, and he's using it almost to steer the ship into, I always think of this card like those whack-a-moles on the boardwalk, where he's like getting ready to put out fires, and so he's got to stand on guard. Even you can't see me here, but my hands are all tightened up, and I'm all tightened up as I'm like waiting for the first mole to pop up so I can pound it on the boardwalk. So it's to recognize that holding on to some of that stuff has that effect of that impacts being able to let go to allow this new idea, this new direction to take shape and flight. And to ask yourself, if you're feeling that tenseness, just recognize what is in my power to let it go. It does mean that you don't have as much control. So if you delegate someone else to call Aunt Betty, they're not going to call Aunt Betty the same way you would have called it, but we can get used to that.
Sounds good.
Excellent.
Thank you so very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Will you please keep me updated?
I will. Thank you. Have a good day.
Excellent. You too. Take care. Well, let's go to our next call. We have one line open at 800-930-2819, but let us get right to our next call, Marie. Marie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Is there anything you I'm just shuffling these cards if you're hearing that in the background. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
No, I have two burning questions, and I'm battling which one to ask.
Well, you know, are they in the same category, or are they in different categories?
Well, they do run into each other, actually. They do run into each other. So, and that's probably what prompted me to make this call, because I feel like I'm kind of in an indecisive place, and I am not going to really know till I get more information. But then it's a snag because I can't move forward with something else. So,
I hear you. Well, let's just see what comes. No, okay. I think you explained that perfectly. Well, let's see. I was just choosing three cards just to kind of see if maybe we can touch on some of these. And as you said it yourself, it's amazing how one thing does hook into another thing. When we feel strong and powerful in one area of our life, it comes out that same way in another area. If something is if something is stalled in one area, then we may find that, you know, hitting it from another angle might just free things up. And it's also possible there are just some darn things that are just out of our power, and we just have to ride this time through. So let's take a look and see. We may not get to everything before we take the break, but we'll see how far we get before we take the break.
Awesome.
All right. So the first card that comes up is the Six of Cups. Now, in this card, it's a beautiful card. And it's cups talk about the heart, passions, love. But it's a very specific love here. Because in this card, you see this young boy presenting flowers to this young girl. This is all you, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. However, it's on that inner child level. And for this card to be coming up in this core position is saying that you, my dear, are in some need of a little bit of TLC and healing on the self right now. And it's especially when things are blocked, when things are, oh gosh, there's things happening that I need to reply to, we need to respond to. The person that we tend to forget in that process or that energy is that of the inner child. And I always say that you're best served when your inner child is your GPS, but you have the keys to the car. But if you're so busy with adult grown-up stuff, the inner child understands it to some aspect, but, you know, if she's not being heard, if you're dismissing some of her needs, so I wouldn't be surprised if you've been getting kind of these feelings like, oh, I've really been feeling like I need some ice cream, or I really feel like I've been needing to watch TV, or is anything along those lines. That's that inner child who's like saying, hey, I need some help, because if you feed her, then she will be able to give you better directions. But if she's feeling depleted, then there's a bit of a loss, and then you're having to overthink things, and she's just having a pouting attack downstairs saying, fine, Marie's not going to listen to me, then I'm not going to help her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Have you been kind of getting some of those like pigs recently? And then it's like, oh, I have no time for this right now. I have to deal with that later.
Oh, yeah. It's completely validating. As a matter of fact, I'm really annoyed right now. So that totally validates it. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's like, be quiet. I have to get work done.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
no,
here's
here's
the good news. Yeah, but you know what? Here's the good news. The inner child, just like a child, if you give her a present, she's really just interested in the wrapping paper, meaning that inner children are very easily satisfied. And so a little bit goes a super long way. And it's so ask yourself what you need. Now, what you need is going to be different from what I need when my inner child's feeling a little bit abandoned, and it's going to be different from Benny's, from anyone else. Think about the things that you used to love to do when you were 8, when you were 10, and you'd be feeling powerful and strong, and do them. Give yourself that, carve that time out. Now, you said that you were kind of annoyed with yourself. Totally understandable. Ineffective use of energy. Instead, no need to beat yourself up. Your inner child's like, I don't care. You don't have to beat yourself up, but just give me the ice cream that I need.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
hello.
Oh no. Can you hear me now? I didn't hear you.
I can hear you, but I was trying to ask you something, and I don't think you can hear me. So what I want to ask you, because when I think about what my, and I think that's why I'm frustrated, is, and so now I guess it's risen to the top, the burning question, and about battling which one it was. And that is, I have been trying for years to do a YouTube channel to help raise a consciousness, and all my responsibilities of the missions that I work on are getting in the way. And that's really, when I think about what does she need, I feel like I keep putting that aside because that's really what my burning passion has been. But responsibility keeps getting in the way. And furthermore, if I could manage to finally, you know, get the ball rolling with that, and I really have complete confidence that it would be very successful and I could reach people around the world, then it would resolve the other issue of why I was calling, which really is just more of a symptom of not meeting this sense of why I'm here. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. I totally hear everything, and we're going to get that turned around and straightened out. But thank you for sharing all of that. But I'm going to hold you in suspense on that through the break, just because I got to take a break. But hang tight, and we will finish this up when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Are you searching? Looking for a sign?
I'm looking for a sign.
A message you need to hear?
Is anybody out there?
From the great unknown, from the most mysterious place, that is the most familiar to your soul, in the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to, that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com, that's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So today I'm doing a 3-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. So before the break, I was talking with Marie, and we were halfway through the reading. Marie, are you still with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. So I love everything that you were saying, because you're very much in touch with where you feel you've been called to with this new chapter, and all of that is fantastic. And so I love all of that. It also sounds like you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to get this done in a way that kind of works with your timetable and works into actually moving forward. Would you say that's accurate?
It's more like, if I don't do it now because it's been tabled for so long, it will not happen.
Yeah, you know, I totally hear what you're saying, and I would just be cautious not to put some definitive closures on it and allow something to happen naturally. I'm still going to honor the first part of that reading, though, just because in order to give you that kind of feeling of that open door to proceed forward, it means sort of going backward and really making sure that you are being really good to yourself right now, and that you're really tapping into that sense of adventure and joy, but on that inner child level and not necessarily the adult level. But again, it just takes a little bit of something for it to go a long way. You know, something that challenge or blocking you is an interesting card, and it's the Ace of Cups. And aces, as I said with the last caller, aces are similar to pages, and it talks about beginnings. And cups are, as I said, all about passions, joys, the heart. But here is something that is being, here in the Ace of Cups, and beautiful Ace of Cups is being presented from the universe, meaning that things are not necessarily on your human timetable, as unless a lot of times things are happening on universe timetable. But it's saying, rather than force something, if it's not feeling right, wait until that open door is presented. Wait until that opportunity is presented externally, which can sometimes be a little frustrating, because we want, as I, what you were saying, is if it doesn't happen now, it might not happen. And this is saying, oh, it's happening. Believe me, it's happening. It just may not necessarily happen the way you're expecting or on your timetable, but it doesn't take away from the experience. And in fact, if you kind of allow it to more organically develop, it may actually be a lot less taxing and a lot more enjoyable, a lot more fun. Does that make sense?
Kind of it does. Yeah, so yeah. But the bottom line is that what I'm gleaning from it is that you're saying that the universe is confirming that it is happening, but my assumption from the human aspect is more or less getting in the way of not realizing that it is in process.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer. We don't want to kind of put any kind of harsh language on ourselves, like that you're standing in your way, that you're getting in your way. It's all a journey. But let it happen. But first tap into your inner child joy. Again, I got to just honor that Six of Cups that came in as the first thing, and let things organically develop in their own timetable. I definitely am sensing that this is happening, but it's just may not happen exactly as you expect it to happen. But once you can give yourself permission to let that happen that way, it can exceed any and all expectations. Because the advice card here is a big one, and it's the Justice card. Now, in the Justice card, you see a person super strong, and because you have all the ability in the world to do this. That's not even a matter of even question. But he's standing there on his throne with a sword in one hand, and swords tend to talk about action, taking action. He's not actively using the sword, but if he's prepared to when he's ready. In his left hand is the scale of balance. And so it's as an advice card, this Justice card is really about ensuring that you are as balanced as possible, so that when you are ready, when you see that opportunity or that open door from the universe, you're ready to take action immediately. But again, going back to asking yourself what it is that you can feel from that inner core level right now is kind of the message that's calling out. And so I want to kind of honor that and then see how that develops. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think it does. So really what is important is focusing on the inner child, even though that passion inside of the inner child is really what is igniting me to do it. And so I feel like I'm ignoring it. So I'm just kind of feeling like it seems like it's an adult thing, but even as a child, there's always been that sense. So I don't really see it as separate.
Yeah, no, and I hear you. And the thing is, sometimes it's really surprising when the inner child, if all of a sudden it's like, I have this desire to go hula hooping, it may not be necessarily a literal thing, but to just at least begin exploring, being open to it, but also seeing what else there is that you can kind of tap into that she's calling out for, and just give her that permission to flow. But know that just like a kid wants to have 5 million marshmallows, is that it's not going to happen necessarily that way, but it's going to happen some other way. Will you please keep me updated?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. It's so nice talking with you. Thanks so much for calling.
You're wonderful gift and offering everyone as we listen to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to see your YouTube channel, however it develops. So thank you so much for calling. Well, we're going to go right to our next caller, Aubriana. Aubriana, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello, hello. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I really would, I guess, go more for kind of vocational career because I seem to be putting things on hold and then the universe kind of has other things in plan. So I guess just a little guidance on career, any insight that you or the cards have would be awesome.
You got it. You know what they always say is life happens while we're making plans. And so,
yeah,
I hear you.
I totally understand that.
Well, let's take a look and see what we got here. So the first card is it's the number seven, and it's the Chariot. So, you know, sometimes when we don't feel like we're actually moving forward, we really are. It's just happening not on our timetable, not in the way that we had necessarily anticipated. But that's also the joy of the universe. It's all those wonderful detours. This is a super strong card. You have all the ability to manifest mm-hmm. this. And you have this person steering a chariot forward. And there's this angel wing, which is kind of grabbing my attention. It kind of looks like almost a mustache. I don't know why. But it's kind of this angel wing, meaning that there's sort of this divine leading of you forward. However, this card has three parts: head, heart, and feet. Your chariot is only going to move forward if head, heart, feet are working with equal weight. 33% for the head, 33% for the heart, 33% for the feet. And you can put the additional 1% in any of those places you choose. So ask yourself, and as you're going forward with the career, kind of check in with yourself. Am I overthinking something? Am I over-emoting something? Or am I being too spontaneous? And if so, shift everything around so that you are, even if it doesn't feel comfortable, so that you're getting yourself back in that balance in those proportions. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. So I'm going to turn over this next card, then we're going to take our last quick break. There's something challenging or blocking you is the Queen of Swords. Here's the thing. You can be your harshest critic. And mm-hmm. so that is totally understandable energy. It's a habit that was developed. However, while it's understandable energy, it is not effective use of energy because that only adds more strain and stress, which then makes you overthink, over-emote, or be over-spontaneous. So even though that was a habit to be your worst enemy, let's just change that habit to be your biggest cheerleader. I mean, make sure you're high-fiving yourself along the way. It's like, hey, Aubriana, I did such a great job today. Yay, me. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to keep you in suspense on the last card because we're going to take our last quick break. We'll be right back, so hang tight. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I am doing readings today, and I'm talking with Aubriana. Aubriana, are you still with me?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yay. All right, well, we've been doing first two cards was the Chariot. You're strong, you're going forward, just making sure that you're in 33 for the head, 33 for the heart, 33 for the feet. And however something blocking you is that Queen of Swords, it's done out of a self-protection thing, but sometimes you can be your biggest enemy instead of your biggest cheerleader. We can just shift that around, make sure the words are not, if you're wanting to beat yourself up in your words, just I take that back. And even though it's not going to feel familiar, start using more of those positive energy words. It is always going to feel uncomfortable at the beginning, but you know, if a habit were easy to break, these, you know, stop smoking, everything, and drinking, it would not be such giant industries. Now, the advice card is the Page of Wands. I love this card. So we've been talking about pages and aces today. And so as I said before, pages are all about beginnings. Wands are all about creativity, feeling inspired. And here, this is a bit of a kooky page. He's got a bird on his head. He's got this colorful yellow outfit. This is really about giving yourself permission to explore what makes you you and how you differentiate yourself in your passions and in your creative vision forward that is different from every other person on this planet, because your journey is going to be completely different from that of every person on this planet. There is a completely empty landscape. It's kind of like a desert looking landscape here, which means that everything is possible. Nothing is off the table. Do not limit yourself, but that limiting comes from that Queen of Swords. So we just want to say bye-bye, Queen of Swords, and instead let's turn that Page of Wands into the Queen of Wands. And it's really about letting yourself dream as big as the universe, see any expansiveness. This is not the time to dilute or shorten who you are, but rather expand on it, but not cut yourself down in the process. 33 33 33, and I'm not worried about you for a minute. I hope that was helpful.
Totally. Thank you so much, Eve.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Have a great week. Keep us updated. So I'm going to take our last caller of the day, Renee. Renee, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you for your show. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you liked it. Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
I have a question. I feel I'm very empathic, but not so intuitive. And I've got an idea. It has to do with a chair. And I'm wondering, is this something that I'm being guided to move forward with? Or would it be a waste of my energy and time and money? So that's my question.
All right. Well, let's take a look. I'm going to go fairly fast through here just because we are coming up on the end of the hour. However, I got to just correct you with something. Being empathic and intuitive, they're so similar. It's kind of like, even though I call myself the MBA psychic, the word psychic makes it sound like I have superhuman powers, like being able to see through walls. And it's just another word for intuitive. If you're empathic, you're intuitive. We are all intuitive. Some people are more intuitive than others, but that's only mostly because we can push down our intuition and not trust it. Know that your intuition is there for all sorts of reasons. And it's not just there for the personal safety. However, we tend to only value our intuition when it comes to personal safety matters, the hairs on the back of the neck, that kind of thing. It's useful for that too, but instead use it for your career, because the first card that came up is the Page of Pentacles. So we had that in our first caller. This is saying, go for it. You know, the ground is fertile. Just launch forward. Honor that intuition. Honor your empathy, because it is exactly the same thing. It's just different. Everybody's got a different form of intuition. Some people hear things. Some people see things. Some people know things. Some people see auras. Some people just sense things. It's like there's no one right one or one wrong one. We're all different, which is what makes the world go round. So
I don't know which on mine is.
But see, that by you questioning it, you're pushing it down. Honor it. Honor your ideas that are coming forth. What was the point of you having your ideas if it wasn't meant for you to pursue them? Now, they may not get pursued in the way that you're expecting, but allow your ideas to go forth. Plant that seed, see how it grows. Something challenging, again, I'm going to go kind of quickly through here. Something challenging or blocking you is the Five of Pentacles. Now, in this card, you see that dual energy. Your analytical brain is wanting to push forward, because here, this is a feeling of feeling disconnected from your purpose, disconnected from that place of belonging. However, the key to this card is that you've got two energies, one that's leading the way forward, but the other energy, this guy's got a broken ankle and he's on crutches. I like to call those crutches two wands. It's meaning that your creative sense, that intuitive sense, it's all there. It's just that your brain is overruling that intuitive sense. Find that harmony by recognizing that while your brain is fantastic, it's the one, it's not necessarily the best energy to find these intuitive openings. It does not mean that you do not have it. You do. I promise you, you do. It's just that the brain is not allowing that to come forth. In the advice card, it's the Six of Cups. So we're getting another repeat card. In this Six of Cups, it's like, don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself permission to hear that inner child voice. As I said to one of the earlier callers, it's that inner child voice that's going to be that determinant, be that navigator forward. Tap into that 8-year-old, 10-year-old Renee. What sort of things do you used to love to do? Was it going out for ice cream? Was it riding a bike? Was it throwing a softball? Was it painting, drawing? Do those things now, even if that adult brain is saying, this is stupid, I don't have time for this, because that is what's going to encourage that creative side, that more inspired side to come up to the surface, to join your already fully strong analytical brain, and that will then give you that motivation to just plant that seed and let it go and see what happens. I am so sorry to have to cut it off there, but I'm sorry to have to go so fast, but we are at the end of the hour, but I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please keep me updated.
Okay, I will.
Excellent. Oh my gosh, I can't believe the hour's over. I could talk to you for many more hours straight. But alas, it is the end. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. I've got lots of exciting stuff to talk about. Plus, we'll be doing readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.